Standing at the geographic South Pole, I look at a world unchanged since it was first visited in 1911, 91 years ago. It is a stark view, flat white snow as far as the eye can see, with bright blue sky above. A sign honors the two men who led the first expeditions here, Norwegian Roald Amundsen and Englishman Robert Scott. Beyond that sign, my eyes see what their eyes saw, a never-ending expanse of white, devoid of life, a giant frozen ocean. Then I turn around. A different scene sweeps across my vision. Amundsen Scott South Pole Station is a geodesic dome built in the 1970s. The dome offers shelter to scientists seeking the answers Antarctica may provide. 26 years of drifting snow have nearly buried the station, and scientific advances have rendered it obsolete. I turn a little further. The future lies before me. The new South Pole Station is under construction. It is a dramatic contrast. The dome looks smaller each year as less effort is directed to keeping it clear of snow. The new station looms far above the surface of the polar plateau, designed to let the constant drifting snow pass under it. It's enormous, and it's nowhere near finished. 220 people spend each summer, austral summer that is, October through February, at the bottom of the world. They are writing the next chapter of Antarctic history. 220 people, from iron workers to cooks, snow shovelers, meteorologists, crane operators, scientists, and one janitor, share a station built for 70 people. In the midst of the silent polar plateau that extends hundreds of miles and covers the central Antarctic continent, South Pole Station is alive with activity during the one long summer day. Everything that comes to South Pole is flown in. The station lies isolated 8 months out of the year during its long night, with no flights and virtually no means of departure for the 50 to 60 residents that stay the winter. Our world here is unique and often surreal. It is a special and a humbling place. It is the coldest, driest, and windiest spot on the planet. We live at an elevation of 9,400 feet. 9,000 of those feet are made up of ice. Antarctica is owned by no country. It is preserved by a treaty signed by 45 nations, vowing to use it for peaceful purposes only and to maintain its pristine nature. It is a place like no other. South Pole Station has been my temporary home for the past 5 summer seasons. Summer here means the temp almost reaches 0 degrees Fahrenheit every so often. Lingering outside with your skin uncovered means guaranteed frostbite, and wandering out without sunglasses is blinding. It is recommended that we drink a gallon of water a day to remain hydrated, yet we are limited to 2 2-minute showers a week to conserve water. South Pole Station is a study in contrasts, and it is endlessly fascinating. Over the next several weeks, I will share this place with you. I hope to open a window on life here at South Pole Station from a distance of about 10,200 miles from my home in Talkeetna. Standing at the bottom of the world, I'm Tracy Sheely for KTNA.